true. What is going to happen with Do Not Track is the companies who are actually still collecting data on you are just not going to use that data to target advertising to you. So it's still complicated, and they're still fighting over it. And I know your previous guest talked about these very topics that will be discussed in the Worldwide Web Consortium, but you know, there's still a lot to hammer out.
Well, you know, given the fact that Google is presently under a consent order with the FTC, I mean, as recently as last Friday, there were complaints that they had circumvented a Safari browser. But I'm going to go to you, Attorney General. Do you think that this Do Not Track button goes far enough, Doug Ansler?
I don't think so. I think it's a different issue a little bit. On Thursday, they're going to put a new policy in, which is an extreme invasion of privacy. And the question is it an acceptable invasion of privacy? Clearly, there's got to be a line drawn between the business model of Google, where they really want to be able to target with laser precision our individual advertising interests, along with the amount of invasion of privacy that we're willing to accept. What they're going to do now is say, not only are they going to look into each of your individual Gmails, your Gmail account, every time you do a search on Google, every time you do a MapQuest, every time you go on YouTube, they're going to combine all of those applications into one very rich and very individualized information set on each of us. And then the question is, how are they going to protect that? How are they going to protect that from hackers, from those who would steal our identities?